I'm Drew Dawson with GPB News. Georgia officials are urging extreme caution on the road today in the wake of the winter weather. The roads are particularly bad in areas of north and west Georgia that received as much as an inch of snow last night. Bitterly cold temperatures overnight and more snow this morning made the roads particularly slick. Officials say to stay off the roads if possible. Of course, there are people like Macon ambulance driver Heather Parks who have to get out in the weather. Parks says this is her first time working in the snow.
I won't lie, I'm a little apprehensive about it, but my plan is slower, pay more attention, be careful. We'd rather get to the scene and then not get there and then become part of the problem.
Even with the State Department of Transportation treating roadways, driving conditions are expected to be dangerous well into tomorrow. Atlanta-based Delta Airlines canceled approximately 275 flights ahead of the snowfall. The carrier says it expects to announce additional cancellations as the winter storm continues to move up the East Coast. Travelers are urged to check their flight status before heading to the airport. And Governor Nathan Deal has issued a state of emergency for Metro Atlanta and 83 Georgia counties due to the winter weather. The state government is closed today for non-essential personnel. Conyers and Lilburn municipal offices are set to open at noon. Municipal court has been canceled in Conyers all day. Stonecrest City Hall opened at 10 o'clock this morning. All Atlanta University Center institutions, including Clark Atlanta University, Morehouse College, and Spelman College, are closed. Georgia Tech and Kennesaw State University are closed, as are several other colleges and universities. Georgians have a rather positive opinion of Governor Deal and the state's direction. GPB's Taylor Gant reports on a new AJC poll.
Nearly two-thirds of voters are satisfied with the direction of the state. That's compared to only 40% of voters who are happy with the way things are going in the federal government. Deal's support is strongest in solidly conservative North Georgia, where he lives, but his approval rate nears 50% in Metro Atlanta. About 6 in 10 white voters give Deal a good review, along with 40% of black Georgians, which tend to be a largely Democratic block of voters. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant.
The Public Service Commission has ordered Georgia Power to refund $43.6 million to its customers. The decision comes because Georgia Power earned more than the commission-approved rate of return on equity during 2016. According to WJBF-TV, the total amount each customer will get back and the date those refunds will be available will be determined in a later filing. The PSC also ordered Georgia Power to explain how President Trump's new tax law will affect the company. The law cuts corporate taxes from 35 to 21% as of January 1st of this year. That information is due back to the commission by February 20th. For more GPB news, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.